And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday, the 31st of July, 2017. It's the birthday of the woman Teddy Roosevelt called the most dangerous woman in America, Mary Harris Jones, Mother Jones, born to a tenant farmer in Cork, Ireland, 1837. Her family fled the potato famine when she was just 10, settled in Toronto. She trained to be a teacher, took a job in Memphis, Tennessee, where on the eve of the Civil War, she married a union foundry worker and she started a family. But then, after the war, a yellow fever epidemic swept through the city. Her husband, all four of her children, died. She was 30 years old. She moved to Chicago. She built a successful dressmaking business, only to lose everything in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. And that's when she got involved in the city's labor movement. She worked leading labor organizers. She co-founded the Industrial Workers of the World, the IWW, the Wobblies, traveled the country wherever there was a labor struggle. Mother Jones said, "I asked a man in prison once how he happened to be there, and he said he had stolen a pair of shoes. I said if he had stolen a railroad, he would be a U.S. senator." She was a passionate critic of child labor, and she organized a children's march from Philadelphia to the home of Theodore Roosevelt in Oyster Bay, New York, with banners reading, "We want to go to school and not the mines." At the age of 88, she published a first-person account of her time in the labor movement called The Autobiography of Mother Jones. She died at the age of 93. She is buried at a miners' cemetery in Mount Olive, Illinois. Mother Jones, who said, "Whatever the fight, don't be ladylike." It's the birthday of the author of the Harry Potter series, J.K. Rowling, born near Bristol, England in 1965. Studied French in college, then went to work for Amnesty International as a secretary. She was on a train coming home to London from a weekend looking at flats in Manchester, 1990, when she suddenly got the idea for Harry Potter. She said, "I was looking out of the window at some cows, I believe, and I just thought, boy doesn't know he's a wizard, goes off to wizard school." I have no idea where it came from. I think the idea was floating along the train and looking for someone, and my mind was vacant enough, so it decided to zoom in there. She found a publisher 6 years later who paid her an advance of £1,500, and in 5 years' time, J.K. Rowling went from being on public assistance to being a multimillionaire. Here's a poem for today, four limericks, M-N-O-P. A young man climbed up Mount Rainier on a day that was perfectly clear, and through his telescope he watched a big dope steal his bicycle and disappear. There was a young lady of Newark who rode a train daily to work, then returned to the station for the same transportation at 6 o'clock when she was through work. An old Lutheran near Owatonna raised 10 acres of marijuana. It went up in a blaze, and for 17 days he had visions of the Blessed Madonna. A young fellow left Puget Sound to move to Spokane, and he found that he hated blue sky, and the air was too dry, and the coffee improperly ground. Four Limericks by Gary Johnson, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance. Comparing car insurance rates from multiple insurers so shoppers can evaluate options in one place. Now that's Progressive. Comparisons available at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.